Construction continues at the Hayes Public Library, but they have reopened. Communications coordinator Callie Kolasny shares all the details with us on this episode of the Post Podcast. You know, you've got some really cool stuff going on down there right now at the library, and I think maybe this is a perfect way to open this up. You've been doing some remodeling over the last few months. You want to share with us the latest?
Yes, we were closed, as everybody knows, for about 3 weeks as we transitioned the remodel from the second floor down to the first floor. There's still a few things taking place on the second floor, but first of all, the library is open again as of today. The library is open again, and so you can come in and get your books and your movies and whatever you want. So we are open again, and the children's department is open again, so back where it's supposed to be, on the second floor. So stop by. It's pretty amazing, the changes that have been made. There's still a few things that are working on, so work with us and be patient with us, but the second floor is open again. The young adult department got a little bit of a facelift. Not a whole lot changed in there, but some new paint and new flooring. So stop in and see that second floor and see the changes that were made. In the meantime, the first floor, where all of the adult department, the books, the DVDs, the music, the computers, all of that stuff has been shifted over into the gallery. So that the construction guys can work on that first floor main area. So if you're coming and you need a computer, you need to check out a DVD, go straight into the gallery. There's nothing, and you'll be able to tell right away that there's nothing available in the area that was the main floor collections. Those have all been moved. And then the basement is still the same. The basement, all of those books, the adult department collection is still down in the basement. All the books and things are still down there.
Okay. You know, just in general, overall, what's the timeline looking like on this thing? Are you guys on schedule, a little bit behind, maybe a little ahead?
It's a little behind. Not sure now. The finish date has been moved back, so we're looking more toward a springtime grand opening of all of it being done. So there's still quite a bit of work to be done, but they're working hard and trying to get us caught back up to schedule. But we're just rolling with the punches, as they say, and doing what we need to do to make sure that the construction stays as much on track as possible. So that's why we had to get things moved over into the gallery, and there could still be another closure. We don't know. We've had to be pretty flexible with the schedule up to this point, and there are possibly, because there's going to be some work that needs to be done on the main street entrance. So when that happens, we're not sure if we'll be able to be open right then or not. So just continue to watch for updates, especially on social media and on our website. We'll continue to update if there needs to be any more closures.
Okay. There's only so much you can do to control that. Construction is construction. Anybody that's ever been involved in one of those projects knows it never goes exactly according to plan. But the other thing that you guys are kind of dealing with right now is what everybody else is dealing with as well, the COVID-19. What's the latest there?
Right. So we're still not doing outreach things right now. So the bookmobile is not going out at the moment, but we're doing no contact delivery. And so if you don't want to come in and deal with the construction craziness, then you can still go online to hayeslibrary.org, click on at the very top, there's a little banner that says current COVID-19 response. And in there, you can find a form to fill out to get to order items that can be delivered. And so we're doing no contact delivery. Still, we've been offering that throughout the summer and the fall, and that's going to continue. But especially it's nice with the construction going on. If you don't want to have to deal with that, you can certainly still get your books and your movies and your music and have them delivered to your home. Now, the delivery is only in Hayes. We don't deliver outside of the city of Hayes. But that is an option for people who don't want to get out right now, whether it's because of the construction or because of COVID, that is available.
Okay, very cool. Now, shifting gears a little bit, there's something else we want to talk about right now, and that's you've got a position open. This is something really cool we don't get to talk about very often because you know, how often are you flipping out staff? But you've got one of the primary key, well, I don't know about that, but, you know, most visible positions anyway, open right down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very important position. And we don't have a lot of staff turnover, which is wonderful. But and as we announced a month or so ago, Miss Sarah had to she found a job in Nebraska, so she took off. But we do have her position open. That's the early literacy coordinator. So it's a new year. If you're looking for a new employment opportunity, this might be a great thing for anybody who it works well with children. The full job description and application information is available on our website, hayeslibrary.org. Of course, this is the position that does the story times, works with a lot of the daycares and the preschools in the area. So that's the type of job it is. So if you're interested in the early literacy coordinator position, please go ahead and check out that job description, fill out the application. It's all online at hayeslibrary.org.
Awesome. You know, just out of curiosity, you know, like, what are the requirements for that? Because that's not like a traditional library or librarian job. She's not organizing and stacking books. She's reading to kids. How do you get prepared for a job like that?
You know, and some people, and Sarah was a librarian. She had her library degree.
Oh, okay.
That is not a requirement. Yeah, that is not a requirement, though. It just depends on the level of education. But as I said, you don't have to have a library degree and be an actual librarian to fill this position. So it's a little bit more open, a little more broad. Definitely have to be able to work with little kids and be able to handle. I would watch Sarah do story times when we were able to be in person. And the kids love listening to her, but they also want to go and play with the toys, or they want to talk, or they want to get up and walk up to her and grab the book. And so you have to be able to deal with things like that when they happen. So that's as much of a requirement as having an actual library degree. So it is I think we have it posted as early literacy coordinator / librarian, because you can be either a librarian or able to do the coordinator position.
Oh, okay. So I would think like some of these positions probably then are kind of shifted a little bit to the person that their skill set that you actually hire, then is kind of what I'm hearing, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, that's one of those things where you go ahead and fill out, if you think that you would be interested in it, and fill out the application, and then you can, during the interview process, find out more about the job and see if it really is a good fit for you, because it never hurts to go through that process.
Yeah, yeah. I've told people that over the years. It never hurts to apply. The worst thing that's going to happen is you don't hear back.
Right, right. I mean, you may not get the job, but at least you've had the experience, and you might know a little bit better, you know, learn a little bit more about yourself, too, as you go through the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, shifting gears again, we want to talk a little bit about the first of the year Beanstack Challenge. The last one ended, I think I lost. I was probably in the bottom 5%. But this time, I'm going to get involved, and I'm going to get it right at the get-go. You want to tell us what people need to do to get signed up for that one?
Yes, this is the New Year Reading Resolutions Beanstack Challenge. It's a little shorter one. It started on the 1st and goes through the end of January, so January 31st. You just go to our website and or go to hayeslibrary.beanstack.com, and you can sign up for it. If you don't already have a Beanstack account from the summer or from the fall challenge, then you go ahead and sign up for an account, and you'll log your reading time. And we have different levels. We'll be awarding a children's group and a teens and an adults. So they won't be competing against each other. It'll be each individual group. You log your reading time, and you can also complete challenges. There'll be some challenges because it's about New Year's resolutions. So you can do some things about reading about how to do something new or things like that. So you'll fill out and you'll earn badges when you complete the challenges. And so the winners will be determined based on the number of badges they earned, as well as the reading time that they were able to log. We'll have the top three finishers in each of the categories, and they'll receive a bag full of Hayes Public Library swag and goodies, including some chamber checks. And so there's a little additional incentive there to earn some chamber checks to do some shopping around town.
Very cool. Now, you could participate in this using your digital resources, right? Because those are always available, whether the building is open or closed or COVID has shut everything down or not.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, you can use digital resources to compete in the challenge. And also just if you don't want to get out. And I mean, it is winter, and we've had a few little tastes of the snow and ice and things. It hasn't been too bad. But as that happens throughout the winter, the digital resources are fantastic because you don't have to get out in the cold and nasty weather. Plus, you know, this time of year, some people with Christmas, they may have gotten a new tablet or a new computer or something like that. And so go ahead and upload the digital resources like Hoopla, the Sunflower e-Library, Libby, those things, and then you can access them. You need to have a library card. But also, if you don't have a Hayes Public Library card right now and you don't have time to come in and get one, online, hayeslibrary.org, you can sign up for a temporary card to use for the digital resources. So that's also available. You don't have to come down right away to get a card in order to use the digital resources.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but on that temporary card, that thing activates immediately, doesn't it? I think I signed up for one maybe a year ago, and it just clicks on it, and you're good to go.
Yes, it is, and which is why it's so great that, you know, if you're stuck at home or you just don't want to get out, then you can get that digital card. You can get that card and access the digital resources right away. And if you're looking for the PIN number is the last four digits of the library card number. So that's how you have to access several of the digital resources. You have to put the digital or your library card number in, and you may ask for a PIN, and that's the last four digits of the library card number.
Okay. Well, Kelly, I tell you, we're quickly running out of time here. We've got to shift over to news, but I thought maybe before you go, you want to share that contact information for the library one more time?
Yes, definitely. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep updated on the construction progress and any other programs we have, like the Beanstack Challenges. Our website is hayeslibrary.org. You can give us a call also, 625-9014.